The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and now I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against a daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Gospel of the Lord. I think when Jesus says, I come to establish peace, not to establish peace, but division, it sounds ridiculous. Jesus himself is a man of peace. Surely he is not bringing division to the world. But what makes us divided? Don't blame Jesus because of selfishness, a ego, and the evil spirit. When times we follow not the will of God, we are divided. Although we are not complaining against one another, the time that we are not living the will of God well, already we are divided. Unity means always living in the will of God. If you live well the will of God, I live well with the will of God, although at times we disagree with some points, we're still one because we live this mutual love. And this spring on earth, this fire, Holy Spirit, make us love more as he loved. That's why he says, I give a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. How did Jesus love us? His love for us is unconditional. Being always the first one to love. And this is one of the two qualities. To examine ourselves. Do we love unconditionally? The Chinese, the sayings is not good. If you respect me 1 foot, I will respect you 3 foot, 3 feet. But this is, that means to say, if you do against me 1 foot, then I will against you 3 feet. You know, this is not logic. Because we are by birth, we are born in this, unfortunately, this kind of philosophy of life. This is not the gospel. It's so hard. Why the Jews against Jesus? They want to do everything according to the law of Moses. But this come on earth to live the new law. Not just because I have to do this, not to do that. With the love, even you finish, you are a hypocrite. Jesus condemning them. You are a hypocrite. You do things to show off that I follow the law of Moses. Where's your heart? You don't have. That show off. Self, ego, and that divided us. So that that's a special grace from Jesus that we live, try to live, try to love as Jesus, the way Jesus did. Love unconditionally. Even you do not love me, I still love you. Even you do not forgive me, I forgive you. This equality. You won't be the first one. Don't wait. Why I have to greet him if he's not greeting me? You'll be the first. And Jesus the first one to love us. Not that we are good. Because we are bad. That's why he comes closer to us. We are his. In his heart. we are present. So live as Jesus lived. Since we received the blessed sacrament, so his blood become our blood. His breath become our breath. And that's what Paul says. Today, it's not that I live, but Jesus lives in me.